Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross. In today's program, we'll concentrate on music for the Feast of Pentecost, one of the church year's most important days. Like several other very important days, Pentecost is celebrated with two Masses, a vigil Mass for the Saturday evening before, and the Mass of the day on the day itself. We use bits from both Mass formats in this program, since we air on both Saturday and Sunday. The Holy Day of Pentecost, which is celebrated 50 days after Easter Sunday, commemorates the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and other followers of Jesus while they were in Jerusalem celebrating the Feast of Weeks, a Jewish holiday celebrated on the 50th day after Passover, as described in the Acts of the Apostles. The term Pentecost comes from the Greek Pentecostos, meaning 50th. This holy day is also called White Sunday or Whitsunday or Whitsun, especially in Great Britain, where traditionally the next day, Whit Monday, was also a public holiday. The Monday after Pentecost is still a legal holiday in many European countries. You might already know that in these programs, we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. 5 of them are on text particular to the day of the church calendar, and 5 others, called the ordinary, whose texts are unchanging, are used at many different times of the church year, such as today's Mass by 5 different composers, one for each of the sections. These 10 alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first 5 of these are called the proper because the text of each is specific to the day it is sung. Today, we'll hear all 5 of these, the introit or entrance, the gradual, sung after the first reading, the alleluia, sung after the second, the offertory, sung while the gifts are being prepared for communion, and the communion, sung while the gifts are distributed to the congregation. I have wonderful motet settings of the Alleluia and the Communion. The other 3 will be sung in Gregorian chant. We'll also enjoy all 5 parts of the Ordinary, the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Credo, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei, in the form of our Mass for mixed composers, what I like to call a Missa Manus Multae, or Mass of Many Hands. I believe, in fact, that I'm coining that term to describe this type of Mass. But before we do, we'll start with the introit for the Pentecost Mass, Spiritus Domini, from the Book of Wisdom. The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world. This will be sung for us by the Cistercian monks of Stift Heiligenkreuz.
Spiritus Domini.
Yeah.
was today's introit, Spiritus Domini, sung in Gregorian chant. Now it's time to dip into our Missa Manus Multae, our Mass written by several composers. First up is Johannes Tinctoris, a Renaissance music theorist and composer from the Low Countries, who lived in the late 15th and early 16th centuries. We'll hear the Kyrie from his Missa a Three Sine Nomine, Mass for Three Voices. The singers are the early music consort of London, pioneers in recording music of the Middle Ages and Renaissance.
Thank you.
We've heard the Kyrie, the Lord have mercy, of our Mass Ordinary for today, the Missa a Three Sine Nomine by Johannes Tinctoris. Directly after the Kyrie comes the Gloria, or Greater Doxology. We'll hear this as the Gloria of the Missa et Ecce Terre Motus, and there was an earthquake, by the French composer Antoine Brumel. Brumel was one of the first renowned French members of the Franco-Flemish school of the Renaissance, and after Josquin des Prez, one of the most influential composers of his generation. We hear his Gloria sung by the Talus scholars.
Oh.
That was the glory of our Mass today, a piece by Antoine Brumel. Which brings us to the second part of our proper, the gradual. Its text is Emite Spiritum Tuum, send forth your spirit. The singers are the cathedral singers in an arrangement of their own. We've heard the gradual of our Mass proper for Pentecost. Now, before we continue with the proper and the Alleluia, I'd like to sneak in a lovely motet by Tomás Luis de Victoria, the greatest Spanish composer of the High Renaissance. It's called Tu es Petrus, You Are Peter, from the Book of Matthew. The singers are the Nordic Voices.
Thank you.
That was Victoria's motet, Tu es Petrus, sung by the Nordic Voices. We arrive now at the Alleluia of our Pentecost Mass, Regnavit Dominus super omnes gentes, the Lord is King over all the nations. This is sung for us in an arrangement by the Polish composer J.F. Galuska and performed here by the Dominikański Ostrodek Liturgiczny of Warsaw. Was our Alleluia for today's Pentecost Mass, the Lord is King over all the nations. Next in the order of the Mass comes the Nicene Creed, or Credo. Here, we'll turn to the setting by Josquin des Prez in his Credo Super de Tout Bien Plein. De Tout Bien Plein is a French secular chanson that could be attributed to praise of the Virgin Mary, usually credited to Hein von Gijegem, a Franco-Flemish composer of the late 15th century. My mistress possesses every virtue. Everybody pays her homage, for she is as full of worth as ever any goddess was. The performers are the Early Music Consort of London.
Factor fortune,
That was a central bit of today's Mass Ordinary, the Credo, in a setting by Josquin des Prez from the early 16th century. Next up in the order of the Mass comes the Offertory proper. This text is the same as that for the gradual we heard earlier, Imite Spiritum Tuum, or Send Forth Your Spirit. It will be sung for us by Fulvio Rampi's ensemble from Italy. That was our offertory for today, Imite Spiritum Tuum, O Send Forth Your Spirit. Which brings us to the Sanctus of Pierre de la Rue's Mass Ordinary, the Holy, Holy, Holy. And here again is the early music consort of London. We've heard the Sanctus and Benedictus of Pierre de la Rue's Missa L'Homme Armé. And why not go straight to the fifth and last part of our Mass Ordinary, the Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God? The setting here comes from the Missa La Bassa Danza by the prolific Flemish composer Heinrich Isaac. And the performers, again, are the early music consort of London.
Thank you.
Was the Agnus Dei of our Mass Ordinary for Pentecost, Heinrich Isaac's Missa Lum Armee, performed by the Early Music Consort of London. And this brings us to the final official music of the Mass, the Communion proper. Its text is Tu es Petrus, the same text we heard earlier in a motet by Victoria. Now we'll hear the brief and very beautiful motet setting by the 20th century French composer Maurice Durufle. The singers are the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, under the direction of the late Richard Marlowe.
Tu es,
We've heard Tu es Petrus, our communion motet by Maurice Durufle. And with it, we must close our program this afternoon. I hope you've enjoyed the Gregorian chant, the motets, and our distinctly unusual Missa Manus Multae, the Mass of Many Hands. And I invite you to tune in next weekend for our program honoring the Feast of Trinity Sunday. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Patrick Ryan. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a most blessed Pentecost.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit The Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.